when I eat, you know, really rich, fatty things like a sausage or something with a lot of cheese in it, or, you know, really rich and fatty, not big fatty, but just fatty. I would also, you know, have an upset stomach. When I eat spicy food, I wake up at 3 or 4 in the morning and need to go to the bathroom. And look, I don't want to get into too much detail here, but not the good kind of needing to go to the bathroom.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
And look, I don't want to get into too much detail here, but I eat big fatty sausage.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3690. The BFO for Monday, the 28th of March, 2022. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about the weekend, plus got a little bit of sad news to pass along. Gassy's Big Fatty, that's you all the time. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you gassies today. Because y'all, believe it or not, Big Fatty's a little gassy. Big Fatty? No surprise there, that's for sure. And y'all, it's been quite the weekend here at the Villa, but I'll tell you all about that. But first, we need to do this. Yes, Big Fatty!
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
So y'all, today, the 28th of March, y'all, we have not one, not two, but three celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, our first, y'all met this person face-to-face at that Pride 48 out there in Las Wages. He and his husband, James Leroy, oh, yes, Big Fatty, were at one of the one of the early Pride 48s. That's when they were doing the Stinky Orangutans little show. And this person was very much attracted to the older gentleman who kind of looked like a college professor with the tweed jacket and the patches on the elbows. And y'all, Big Fatty sounds like he's like creepy old man. Well, he specifically mentioned Daniel Biba, but anyway, y'all, I am talking about none other than the one and only Waylon. Big Fatty, we love Waylon. We do indeed. I think he lives in Nebraska now with James Leroy and their son. I don't remember the son's name, so let's just call him Sylvan. But anyway, y'all, our second celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, it was actually celebrated this past weekend. Y'all met this person many, many times, stayed here at the Villa several times, and y'all, just as nice a person as you will ever meet. Y'all, I am talking about the husband of the one and only Alex Evav. Y'all, I'm talking about Brandon. Be ready, we love Brandon. We do indeed. And y'all, I'll just give you a hint about the weekend. He was in his element on Saturday night. And y'all, then our final celebration of exiting the birth canal today. Y'all, he's one of the founders of the Pride 48. He's been at the villa many times. I've had Spanksgiving dinner with him and his parents. And y'all, it's none other than the one and only Daniel Bieber. Everybody, we love Daniel Bieber. It's true. So y'all, if you see Waylon or Brandon or Daniel, wish him a happy piece of cake. Yeah, because y'all, last time I spoke to you was Thursday when I recorded the Friday little show. Y'all, I'm trying to think. I watched the sports ball tournament, and y'all, the Peacocks, y'all, they just keep winning. Cinderella has found her slipper, bitch. Patty, I didn't know she lost it. Oh, yes. Well, she hadn't lost it yet. One moment, please. Y'all, I'm having a little hot tea. Oh, yes, Big Patty. And all the old ladies love a little hot tea. And, y'all, I can't remember when I got my new walking shoes, but these are the shoes that my sister-in-law had. She had some, and she highly recommended them, and y'all, I don't remember when they came in, but y'all, I've been walking in them, and it's very comfortable. Let's see. Y'all, I've done my nipple walks each day. Y'all, it's been lovely. Just lovely. But y'all got chilly over the weekend, but we'll have more about that in a minute. But y'all, on Friday, y'all, I'm trying to think what I did on Friday, and it's not coming to me. I had to prepare for Friday at Fatty's. Y'all, we were having the loaded nachos, and young Nicholas said, "Oh, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to make it. I'm working late again." And young Ryan, "Oh, I can't make it. Work commitments." And young Jonathan, you know, it was his birthday this past weekend. He goes, "Oh, I'll be there, but only for an hour." And so y'all, it was basically, me and Granny and Durwood and Mr. Pickle and the Nip. And so, y'all, we had a gay old time, and y'all, it was just nice. It was just nice. And no one was overly delightful, and, that's a good thing. And y'all, we didn't wait around for young Jonathan. Y'all, he just got to be 8 o'clock. We had already finished eating and everything. And young Nicholas said, "I'm headed that way." And so he showed up, but before he got here, young Jonathan sent a testimonium to the group saying, "Only have a moment to run in and say hello to everybody." I was in brushing the teefees, because you know you got to take care of the feet and the teefees. So he came in, spoke briefly to the rest of the group out in the living room, and then came in the bathroom and spoke to me. He goes, "Oh, I've been called into work. I've got to work a catering event." So y'all, he basically walked in, said hello, and he was gone. So anyway, that was a brief but brilliant appearance, I guess. young Nicholas finally ended up showing up, and about 9 o'clock, I guess, Granny headed home, and Mr. Pickle and the Nip. And Durwood, they stayed and visited a little bit longer, but they maybe till about 10 o'clock, and then they were they were headed off, and so y'all, it was quiet evening for Big Fatty. y'all, one thing I did want to tell you about my new walking shoes is, y'all, they're very breathable. And y'all, I could tell because I was sitting on the veranda on Friday, and y'all, I could feel the cool air coming through the tops of the shoes, so you could get some cool air in there on your tootsies. Ah, Big Fatty, cool air on the tootsies. It's true. And y'all, it was Saturday got up and did all my stuff and everything, and y'all, Alex Evan Ryan Brandon, y'all, they showed up here at the villa. Yes, Big Fatty, we were expecting them. We were indeed. And y'all, we had some cocktails. Well, they had cocktails, and I had, let me guess, hot tea. Yes, one moment, please. And so y'all, and then there was the Brandon, y'all, when they were living up there in the New York City, did he make salsa? No, but he was a mover and a shaker in the hospitality industry. And y'all, he wanted to eat at the Charleston Grill, which is at the Charleston Place motel downtown. And y'all, it's highfalutin is all I gotta say. Highfalutin. And y'all, it was a glorious experience. Y'all, they invited me to join them for just top of the heap dinner experience. And y'all, I think my favorite part of it was watching Brandon sit back and observe how everybody had a place to be and a purpose, and everything was just, it was a well-oiled machine. And y'all, he was just in his element, and it was lovely just to watch it all. And y'all had delicious food. Y'all had some sort of a specialty cocktail with the gin, and I don't even remember everything that was in it. But y'all, it was good. It was good. And then y'all, they brought the bread truck by. And y'all, they had delicious focaccia bread. Oh, just lovely. And y'all, then for the appetizer, I had the Charleston crab cake. And y'all, they say that this offering is the only thing that was on the original menu when the Charleston Grill opened. And y'all, it was absolutely divine. Divine, I tell you. And had that, and y'all, then for my entree, I had the pan-seared scallops on a bed of the fresh coon and bacon, and there was some sort of something in there with it that was, y'all, you just wanted to sop it up with the bread. And y'all, it was just lovely. And y'all, it was quite the evening. And for dessert, I had some sort of chocolate thing, and Brandon had some sort of cakey kind of thing with strawberries on it. And Alex had buttermilk tart. And Big Fatty, that's his, wasn't Buttermilk Tot his stripper name when he was in New York? I believe it was. And y'all, it was just a lovely evening of friendship and impeccable service and grand food and free-flowing wine and cocktails and all. And, y'all, it was just lovely. Just lovely. And, y'all, by the way, they were regaling stories of the success of the new business that Brandon is running on a daily basis called the Carolina Cheese and Provisions. And y'all, that is in that is up there near the Dirty Myrtle. And y'all, it just looks lovely. Just looks lovely. And so y'all go over, and I think they've got a www, the Carolina Cheese and Provisions in Conway, South Kakalaki, and go check it out. Send them some business, Big Fatty whore. I'm not the whore. Our reservation was for 8:30 p.m. in the evening. Y'all, we didn't get back here to the villa till about after 11:30. So, y'all, it was an event. It was an event. But, y'all, we stayed up a little bit later, but not too much. And, y'all, slept like a baby. Big Fatty, I'd had all that rich food and everything, so I had, and the wine, I was a little gassy, it was a perfect evening. Got up on Sunday and went to the, no, and I, we had the Corfrey and English Muffins. Y'all, they had reservations for brunch in downtown Chucktown, y'all, they headed out, I don't know, a little bit after 10 o'clock in the morning. Big Fatty did his nipple walk and came back, got a share, and y'all, then I had my eye doctor appointment, did that, and y'all, I've ordered new glasses. Y'all, these have kind of a green hint on the frames and kind of a brownish, colorful sides on them, the Ray-Bans, and y'all, even with all my insurance and discounts, y'all, that shit's expensive. Yes, Big Fatty! And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my weekend. Yes, Big Fatty! Sad news to pass along. Some of you may have seen this on the Twitty, but y'all, that Sam in the Hinterlands, she was on the Survivors Ready and But First little shows with us. I think it was Friday, y'all, her husband had a massive heart attack and passed away. He was not living in the Hinterlands. He was living in their other home, and I want to say it was in New Jersey or someplace like that. I don't really remember. So anyway, they were not living in the same area at the same time. But y'all, keep Sam in your thoughts and send her healing wishes, if you will. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard old Cricket Hat and Adam. What's a secret you want to share?
And look, I don't want to get into too much detail here, but I eat Big Fatty sausage.
Oh, does Big Fatty know that? Big Fatty, none of us want to know that.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.